Today's daf is Baba Kama, daf Tzadi Ches, 98, as we continue our march here in the 9th and the 10th perek in Meseches Baba Kama. We are on Tzadi Zayin Amid Beis, a couple of lines up from the bottom, Tanu Rabbanan. The last couple of lines that we spoke about was about different types of currency and what happens if currency was nifsal. What if the currency was taken out of circulation? Is that called a hezek nikar? Hezek she'eno nikar? We have the machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda about that. So just related to that, there's one more agadic line that the Gemara quotes. Again, the definition of agada just means non-halachic. Agada doesn't mean story. Agada means any non-halachic statement in the Gemara. So here, pashtos is non-halachic. Tanu Rabbanan. But we'll see it relates to a halacha. Tanu Rabbanan. Eizehu matbea shel Yerushalayim. What does the coin of Yerushalayim look like? What coin of Yerushalayim? Maybe at that time, or earlier, or maybe symbolically. David u'shlomo mitzad echad, v'Yerushalayim mirakodesh mitzad acher. David and Shlomo, Malchus based David, on one side of the coin, and Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh on the other side of the coin. 2 points to make. Rashi, David u'Shlomo, Kasuv mitzad echad, u'mitzad sheni Kasuv Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. What does Rashi try to emphasize by Kasuv, Kasuv? Maybe is Rashi emphasizing that there weren't pictures. The words were there. It said David and Shlomo on one side, and it said Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh on the other side. Why? What does Rashi tried to emphasize? Tosfos on the bottom. Tosfos talks about the next line of the Gemara, which we could read first before we see Tosfos. But the next line of the Gemara says, Vezeo matbea shel Avraham Avinu. What is the coin of Avraham Avinu? Zakein v'zakeina mitzad echad, u'bachur u'bsula mitzad acher. An older couple on one side, and a younger couple on the other side. Who are those couples? We'll see that in a minute. But first, again, Rashi, Lechora, would say this means literally the words. Some type of words are written on the side. And why is that? Because the Tosfos explains, based on elsewhere, second line of Tosfos, Mikad de Osir Lasa Suras Adam, Again, Tosfos says, like Rashi, it's the words that were written because it's usur to make tsuros, right? This is the isur of losasa, fesel, ubasecha, not making tsuros ha'adam. And that's why the Rishonim here say it has to be that it was the words written and nothing more. There are tshuvas written about this over the centuries. There's a tshuva of Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the She'elas Yavetz in Simen Kuf Ayin, where he discusses a story that there was a rav that came to town, and Amad Ish Echad Sham, the man loved the rabbi, and Shehotzi Moditin Shalom Ba'olam, the Hainu Shehitvis Matveya Kesef V'demus Tsuraso. He made a coin with the tsura on it. He brought it to me, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Ukeshehitzatzdi bo nirtati v'tamahati ma'od. Imnasa midas haravanal. Ubert so no, shayanoda b'shem chasid bedoro. Did he make this with a rav's haskama? Kinestalti bo v'hayatavnis rosh ad hechazeh in parts of panim shalem bolet. It was a whole head. It was a whole bust of a head on the coin. From the chest on up. V'zeladaiti iser gomer muchlat. This is a problem to create that, to have that. What about money? How do you have money? How do you have a coin if you have a picture on there? So the poskim say, if something it is clearly used for a bizayon purpose, it's not that it's held up and saved. People use money all the time. They put money in the meter, they put money, they put it in their pocket, it falls down. They're not machmed about it. So that's clear that it is not a problem. This is part of the issue of dolls. Dolls. In the days of old, you know, a generation or two ago, you know, the minhag was in many places to cut off the ear of the doll, to chop off the nose of the doll, to make it clear that it's a davar mevuzeh. Many poskim say you don't have to do that because it's b'chol davar mevuzeh. The child carries it around on the floor upside down. You know, we clearly know, but it's not made for something more. But here, the Rabbi Yaakov Emden said this was made to be a picture of this person. Bein ozalatzo, bein shacher masulo, kol shekin hacha, the Yisraelaya ose, kashahu gadli. And then he quotes, what maybe, some Rishonim say, if there's no body at all, maybe it's better. If you have a bust that's really three-dimensional, but here, it's parts of panim greda, but He's not telling Isser anyway. He's not telling that it's a problem to make that type. The post can talk about this in by trophies and by other contexts where the tsura is made. One of the times, I think twice, I had the schluss of going to Rav Zilberstein to the Chashuke Chemed. So that's why I brought him. One of the members of our shul makes through a printer 3D images of people. You can make anything you want. But he made 3D images of a person. So is that a problem, a 3D image? So Rav Zilberstein thought maker or didn't. It probably is okay, but it's better not to. Better not to in that way. Anyway, if you feel free to look at the rest of this tshuva of Rav Yaakov Emden here in Siman Kuf Ayin. Again, there's a lot more related to this, but we will stop. Right, photography, at the beginning of photography 100 years ago, also the posts were wondering about it, and that's why originally it wasn't popular. But either way, that is number one. But now let's get to number two. Besides the issues of the words, Rashi says, and Tosa says it was the words, it wasn't the pictures, but what was on it? So Yerushalayim has machlos based David on one side, and Yerushalayim on the other side. Meaning, maybe there's a connection between those themes. Machlos based David and Binyan Yerushalayim. Right? The David HaMelech, he's the king. What does that have to do with Kedushas Yerushalayim? The Gemara is telling us that the two sides of one coin. There's a connection between machlos based David. We mentioned in a recent parsha here, the Brisker Rav, in Parsha Shoftim, that relates that the idea of Bechira relates to David HaMelech and relates to Yerushalayim, the unique status of being chosen. And even on a halachic level, fascinating ha'ara that we all fulfill. We all do this, but we just don't think about it. There is a halacha that for every bracha in Shmon Esrei, we have to have Chasima Me'en HaBracha. The last line of the bracha has to sum up the bracha right before we finish it. Right. We talk about Chachma in the last line. Right. The last line is always a sum up. There's a problem. That's David HaMelech. That's the bracha about Yerushalayim. What do we say in the last line? David HaMelech. That's a different bracha. David HaMelech is a different bracha. Why do we say the last line of Yerushalayim, talking about David HaMelech, that's confusing. That really belongs in the other bracha. So some have the minhag of flipping the last two lines. Some say, Yerushalayim Yerchab Racham Tashuv, Zikram Sokhashay Barta, some have that minhag because of this problem. But the Bach in Siman Kuf Yud Ches, here in Hilchos Tefila, says you don't have to change it. You don't have to change it. Avol Emes Yoredarko, Shebakashas V'chisei Dovin Meheiro L'soch HaTachin, Hu Me'ein Brachazu Shemevakshim Sheibane Yerushalayim B'karev. Ki Ein Kisei Hashem Shalem Ela Kishe Kisei Dovin Al-Machono B'Yerushalayim. Binyan Yerushalayim includes Machlus Beis David. If we don't have Machlus Beis David, we don't have Binyan Yerushalayim yet. It doesn't go by the physical buildings. Right? The controversy that took place decades ago, there was some controversy when we came back to Eretz Yisrael and we came back to Yerushalayim, whether the tefillah of Nachem on Tisha B'Av should be somewhat adjusted for the reality. Because, is it Shomema, is it Chorbana? And the answer is, halachically, it still is. Because we don't have Malchus Beis David. And we don't have Beis HaMikdash. And there's so much that we still don't have. There's so much Rachman al-Islan that we still daven for. But that's based on his Bach. Because the Bach, and Beis, he has it quoted, but that's the Argamara, the Malchus Beis David and Bin Yerushalayim is really one theme, connected themes, and therefore, that's how we could justify the Nusach of our bracha. That's the first line. Then we have the second line, Avram Avinu. So what is it, the coin of Avram Avinu? So it says, Zakin and Zakin on one side, and Bacharam Sula on the other side. So what does that mean? So Tosis gave the impression that it said those words. It said those words. What do those words mean? Regarding Avram Avinu. And if you look in Rashi, Rashi does not have that shot. Rashi says, Bacharam Sula, Yitzchak Verifka. Zakin v'Zakena, Avram v'Sara. So interesting, the coin of Avram Avinu has Yitzchak and Rivka on it. Right? Tosfos says no. It's both referring to Avram Avinu, and that's what the Maharsha also here says. The Maharsha quotes Rashi and says, "V'yoser nira lafarish." I think it fits in better. Kulam al shem hanes she'achar she'nasu zakenim. Kamosha kasa v'aduni zaken v'ani zakanti chazru lemei neurim tahenu she'nasa gein b'achur b'sula. Kamosha kasa v'achrei b'losi. I said liyedna. The Maharsha says it's both referring to Avram Avinu. When he was old, he became young. It's a reference to the Nes. That's the Maharsha here. And if you look in the Ben Yoyada, today's Sheva Brachas Torah, Simchas at this time of year, anybody needs a Sheva Brachas thought right here, says the Ben Yoyada, it's both referring to Avram Avinu. But not Dafka to the Nes. He goes through four or five Pshatim. He agrees with the Maharsha, and then he says, four or five Pshatim, how is both referring to Avram Avinu? So he says, maybe one Pshat is that it's regarding their outlook. Very often, when we're younger, we're more into Olam Hazeh. We're more into Gashmias. So the message is that Avram Avinu, it was equal. Zakinu Zakenu Bachru Psula. Even when he was younger, it was totally L'Shem Shemayim. He was like a Zakinu and a Zakena, who were more focused on the Ruchnias at that stage of life. Number one. Or, he says, and this is what relates to Sheva Brachis, Bolalamid Mat Beyazu. What is this coin meant to teach us? Maybe they gave the coin out at weddings. Why? What's the message? Da'ava shahaisa b'nehem eina ava gufanit. It wasn't physical lust or love in that way. Da'az kefiateva tiahalofa chasor. Because if that's what it was, it would get less and less as time goes on. If the love was based on physical, what I get out of it. V'chol mashi yaskinu b'shanim gam ahavasam tiyazakena v'yishanam yishanam mitzad shneihem. Ella, rather, what was the love of Avram and Sarah? Avasam haisa ava nafshit. It was a spiritual, deep love. Shu oev oso machmas tidkusa. V'hiyo heves oso machmas tidkuso. They recognized the value and the amazing qualities of each other. V'lachain, ava pishim mitzad mispar ashanim im zakinu zakena. Al kolze mitzad ha'ava im avas bachru b'sula. Avram and Sarah, it was like they were engaged their whole life. Right, they have such love for each other. Shehi ahava chadasha ve'ena yeshana, and that's the message of this line. We quoted this exact thought from the Malbim. The Malbim in Parshas Vayetze, where the Malbim talks about the pasuk v'hi biyam of kiyam machadim bavaso osa. Right, the days went quickly because Yaakov loved Rachel, and the Malbim asks, "What do you mean? If you love something, the days should go slower." Right, Yom Lashana Yechashev Lo. Time goes slower when you can't have something. So the Malbim there explains beautifully. No, the answer is because when does time go slower? When it's really it's selfish love. If somebody says I love pizza, do they really love pizza? No, they love themselves, and pizza makes them feel good. They don't like take pizza and put it in a frame and look at it all day because they really love pizza. No, they love fish. Oh, so you get a fish and you buy it? No, you love fish and you eat the fish. That's not loving fish. That's loving me, and fish makes me feel good. That type of love, avas atzmo, avas acheshek, so that yom lashana yichashiv lo. Time goes slower when you can't have it. But what Yaakov had for Rachel, what Avram had for Sarah, as the Ben Yoyada explains here, was avas hadavar, was avas the love appreciating the value of the other person and the qualities. So then, even if it takes a long time, If I know I'm going to get that person to be with that person for the rest of one's life, so then that's something that it does not have to be Yom Lashana Yechashiv Lo. Time could go quickly because I appreciate what I have. Okay, so exactly the same, the Malbim in Vayetze and the Ben Yoyada right here, Tzadi Zayin 97 here in Maseches Baba Kama, based on the coins of Avram Avinu. Vayter says the Gemara, Boi Minei Rava Merav Chista, getting back to Halacha. That was the agada for the day. Boy, minei Rava Meir Chista. Hamaves chaveira ala matveya. We had this case yesterday. The case is someone gives their friend produce based on you have to pay me back. And then the case of the Gemara yesterday was that the government passed the coin. The question is, what do you have to pay back? You're supposed to pay me back 10 shekel. What if shekel is no longer worth anything? Could you just give me back 10 shekel? That was Shmuel. Because Shmuel could say, as long as it's worth something somewhere in the world, in Meishan, it's okay. And Rav said, no, you got to give something of the current currency. So what about this case, though? You do that, but then Vahosifo love, just the opposite. Not that it was Nifsal from circulation, but now it's worth more. They evaluated. They appreciated. And now the 10 shekel that yesterday was worth A is now worth what 20 shekel was worth yesterday. And to be parallel, you have to only take 8 shekel. So, Mao. So what's the case there? Rav says, the question is within Rav Shita. Rav, who said before that you have to give the new, would he say you have to give the new here too? Because then you'd be giving back more than what was borrowed. Amarlo, notin lo mapea, yote bosa shah. Yep. Let's go according to Rashi's pshat. Rav would say, no, here too, you have to give the new coin. Amarle afilu kinafia, even if it's a huge piece of silver like a sieve. Amarle in, yes. Amarle afilu kitartia, even if it's, again, a very large type of a kli. Amarle in, yes. Says the Gemara, but the fruit that he borrowed are worth much less than the money that he's giving back, and therefore, Rashi lasts two words, Fahave ribis. It's ribis. I gave a certain amount of fruit, and I'm getting back a lot more in currency. So Amar Avashi Chazina. Well, you know what? Why don't you analyze and you see? Why is the money, if we call it money, worth more in this case? Imachmas tiva, if it's worth because there's greater silver content inside, then you're right. Zilman manchinale, you can't give him more silver than the amount of fruit that he gave. So then manchinale, you have to deduct. V'imachmas tara, but if it's purely based on the market value, because there was a lot of rain, Rashi explains, and now there's a lot more fruit around, so supply went up. Supply going up drives prices down, as the any chart with a supply and demand curve. V'imach was tirazil lo manchinale. But if it's just based on external forces, based on the market price, then it does not look like ribis. It doesn't look like ribis if you're not giving any more silver. Says the Gemara, but what do you mean? V'hokash shevach le'yinascha. But still, if you would melt down this coin, it'd be worth more than you got. So it's still ribis. So it's, I don't understand how it helps, whether it's based on the market value or based on the silver content. So Ella, the Gemara answers, Ki hadur of Papa, Rafunabed of Yeshua, Avdi Uzi Uvda, Bezuzi Dargadimas Taya, Ad Yud Bitzmanya. You're right, okay. Go like the Rapapa and Rafuna case, where there was a case with money with a certain person named Argadimas, the merchant, and they made the person pay 8 out of 10. Meaning, you're right. You're right, it is a ribis question, and therefore you'd only have to pay percentage of the new value based on as much as you got. So Beit Hashem, we'll have to come back to that in 7 prakim from now, in the 5th parak in Maseches Bamitzia. Ezeo Neshech, which is everything we want to know about ribis, but we're afraid to ask. Okay, Amar Rabba, 4th line. Getting back to Hezek cases. So the next couple of cases, as we will see, the next daf. One cannot learn the sugyas in Shas of Garmi, and Hezek She'eino Nikar, and Davar Agarim L'Mamon, which we always like to say those three sugyas go together, without Baba Kama Tzadiches. This could be the most important daf in Shas for those sugyas, because this daf talks about all of them. All of them are overlapping, and the Rishonim try to figure out when do you apply one principle, when do you apply something else, when in something called Garmi, which is, we've discussed many times already in the Masechta, where it's a Maisa Hezek, but there's something lacking. The classic case of Garmi comes up on this daf. I burned somebody's shtar that says he's owed money, so I damaged him, but I didn't burn his money, I burned the shtar. And the classic case of Davar Agarim L'Mamon, where a shomer has something that he can return, even though objectively it's not worth anything, Chametz BePesach, Shor HaNiskal, that's the classic case of Davar Agarim L'Mamon, and Hezek She'eino Nikar, which is the context of what we're talking about in our Mishnayos, about there's a damage that occurs where the Hezek is not recognizable clearly. So all of those cases come up here, and again, we're not going to do it justice, but just to know, if anybody wants to go through those three sugyas, this daf is a great starting point. So here we go. Amar Rabba, 4th line. Hazorg matbeah shel chaver liyam gadol, putter. If I throw my friend's coin into the sea, I'm putter. Really? What's the case? There are going to be limitations on this. That sounds like a regular case of Hezek. I stole something, I threw it in the sea. My taima. Amar, what's the reason, Pater? Says the Gemara, because the case is, Amar hakamah nakamach. Hey, look, you see the coin, it's right there in the water. Ibai shakle, go take it if you want. I didn't destroy it. It's right there. And the Gemara continues, Vahani mili bitzlulin. That's why this Pater only applies if the water is clear. Kachazile, where you could see it, and you could say, hey, look, there's the coin. Avalachur in the lo kachazile lo. But if it's dirty water where you cannot see it, then lo, then this halacha would not apply. Tosa says that slulin anachurin are lav dafka. Really, it means able to get to or not able to get to. Usually, clear water, you're able to get it. And dirty water, you're not able to get it. So Tosva says, achurin and slulin are not literal here. Lav dafka. It just means that because it's trying to tell you what's easy to get to and what's not. Number one. So it's only potter here where it's clear or Tosva says able to get to. Number two, bahanimili da adiyaduye. And also the limit is only a case where I'm holding a coin and the person next to me bangs my arm and then the coin goes flying into the water. Meaning it's not a direct act. He didn't take it and then throw it. The case where this p'tur is only where he banged it to me, because that would be called a case of grumma, Rashi says. He's a bad guy. He's a Russia. He did it on purpose, right? He has to do tshuva for what he did. But he's not going to be chayiv didim amanis, me'ikar adin. Maybe Bezin will fine him. As we've said over the generations, Bezin could fine. But me'ikar adin, that's not a case of direct hezek. That's a case of grumma, indirect, and that's why he'll be putter. Aval shakli biyadei, but if the person actually took it in his hand and then threw it into the water, migzal gazlei, he stole it from me. Hashava boy mevid, then he'll have to do hashava. So the two important limitations that the Gemara has here. And again, Rashi right across from where we are. We're talking about a case where it's not that you would be able to get it. It could even be where you would have to hire divers in order to go get it. That also is called grumma. I'm not going to have to pay you back for the rental, for the hiring of the divers. Rashi says, v'imishim deboi l'meisav zuza labar amora'a. If it's because you're going to have to pay money to a diver, l'meishatu l'mishkalei, grumma hu, that's still called grumma. Shegorem lahafsido oso schar v'grumma b'nizakin pater. Rashi says that twice on this amud. These are cases of grumma. And as we've said, grumma is usur. You're not allowed to do it. It's an avera. It's an Isser Hezek, but it's not a Chiyav Hezek. Not a Chiyav Hezek. Case number one. So again, if it's Adi Aduye, it is Pater. Masav Rava, is that really true, that if somebody does an indirect act, they're going to be Pater? What about this case? The Mishnah says in Meiser Sheni, in Mechalel al Ma'o Sheinan Bershuso, a person is not allowed to be Mechalel, switch the Kedusha of Meiser Sheni fruit onto money that is not in his possession. The money's got to be bershutzcha in order for you to use it. Ketzad. So, for example, what's called not in my possession? Hayu lo ma'os bekistera. If the money is in Kistera, which is a far-flung place, and there's a sakana to get there, and most people don't go there. O bahar hamelech. Or the money is somewhere else in har hamelech. O shenafal kiso liyama gadol. Ein mechalalin. Or my wallet fell into the yama gadol. Then that's considered not bershusi. Question mark. So if it's called not pershusi, doesn't that mean that I've destroyed it? It's basically ungettable, and therefore I should be chai mishamazik. I shouldn't be able to just say harei shachal fenecha, go get it. Answer: Amarava, don't compare the context of meiser sheni and the context of mazik. Shiny in meiser debein matsui biatcha. Meiser has a higher standard. It has to really be matsui. Able right in front of you to get. Easy. Meaning, by mazik, even if it's somewhat out of my rishus, that still would be called grumma. It's still there. Okay, you got to work hard to get it. Mashenki and mashosheni, higher standard. First case. V'yama rabba, next case. Hashaf matbea shal chaveiro pater. If somebody smooths the coin of their friend, again, the coin, money in the days of the Talmud, went by silver content, but also there was some type of tsura on it to tell you which coin it was to make sure you know what silver content was in here. So what happens if I smooth down the coin of my friend? I smash it down. As we'll see, we're going to take a hammer. Pater, I'm also pater there. Why? My taima. To halo avra lomidi. What did I do? I didn't remove any of the silver. I just smushed it. I crushed it. So now you can't know like how much silver is in there, but you can figure it out. You can weigh it. V'hanimili again, demachye b'kurnasa v'tarshe. Only if I took a hammer and I smashed it down and flattened it, because again, Rashi says that's called grumma. Rashi even says there you can fix it. You can make the coin, they make the picture again. Avol shaifa b'shufina. But if I filed it down with a file, which means some of the silver came off. There's a maisa there, chesere chasre. There I'm going to be chayev because that's mazik. There's less silver on the coins, and therefore that's not called grama. That is mamish hezik, and therefore would be a problem. Masiv Rava, is that really true? And we'll make another comment for afterwards. He called Ein of a Sima, Allah's of a Chersho. We had this already. Somebody, Rachmana Litzlan, hits their friend on his eye and he becomes blind. On the ear and he becomes deaf. Eved Yotzi Bohen Lacherus. The Eved, if it's an Eved, that's called knocking out an eye or an Aver. Keneged Eino Ve'eino Roe, Keneged Azo Ve'eino Shomea, but if it's not directly, it's Keneged, which we've said either means on the wall next to the Eved, or the Eved's on one side of the wall and you knock on the other side of the wall, something indirect, Eino Eved Yotze Ben Lecheiris. So then the Eved does not go free, but you see from here that if there's a direct act, it's called Chavala, Eved Yotze Ben Lecheiris. So here too, if you smash the coin, why don't we say that's chayiv? That's what we're comparing. Again, we're comparing now chavala and hezek. So the Gemara could have answered, you can't compare them. Maybe that's part of what the Gemara does answer. But the Gemara's answer is that only in the first case of hezek there's no chisaron. Here there is chisaron. Why? Rabba l'taime. It's not called, just called grama, of taking away the sense of sight. To Amar Rabba, cher shula aviv nerak, if somebody does this to their father, they're chayiv misa. Why? Sheyefsha lecharisha below chabura de tipsa de dama nafsos leba unye. It's impossible to make somebody deaf, says Rabba, without some type of inner internal wounds. There must be some type of drop of blood that moved somewhere inside, and that's chayiv misa. Somebody's chov of their parents, Rachmana Litzlan, and they cause blood, so that is chayiv misa. So you see from there, chavala in this case is always direct. It's always mechaser. And that's why you cannot compare the cases. And that's vade, not grama. Next case, case number three. Even before we continue, ask the Chazon Ish in this, it's very hard to say all these cases should be putter. You know, it just rubs us the wrong way to say that in all these, I bang into your arm and the coin goes into the water, putter. Or I smooth out your coin. So he says it's hard for us to say that. So he says the Efshar, he goes through each of these cases, and he says the Efshar, as Rashi said before, bimadbeya kalahachzer tsurasa. The smoothing coin, it must be not so hard to get back its form. Vegamein tsurasa rak simana, lo chashvina le rak legram torach. As we said, the silver content is really what makes this valuable, and the silver content is still there. You've just bin mazik, the siman that people normally use. So that's why you're not going to be chayiv for that. What you did isn't a great thing. And also similarly before, it must be the money's there. You're going to have to pay for it, and it's a little bother for you, but the money's there. You could get it. Mikol makom nira, but says the Chazon Ish, this is in Baba Kama Siman Yud Gimel, de'ein l'meide mikan l'makom acher. You cannot learn from these cases to any other case. V'chol pigam b'kli, shepoches kasba, mikri nezek, av shef shaluma l'sakna. Let me add this in, says the Chazon Ish. If you did this to a kli, even if you could fix it again, that's damage. Damaging a kli. We had this a little bit 2 days ago when we spoke about Tosfos and the Rashba, about if you have a silver you made into a coin made into silver, right, is that considered a shinui? That was Sadi Vavam Abeis, the top Tosfos. But the Chazon Ish says, if you were mazik, you were mazik, the kli. V'koshik en kishachistru, shizeh chashav gamad be'a nezek. So he tries to limit these cases and say, you know, it must be that there's some bother in these cases, but it's not so terrible. And that's why you're going to be putter, and it's only considered a grama. Viter, case number three. V'yama rabba, hatsarim ozein paraso shel chavero. If somebody damages the ear of the cow of their friend, putter. You're putter in that case. Well, you made the animal into a balmum. Why are you putter in that case? My taima. Park at the guy makaima. The cow is still a cow. The cow still functions exactly as it did beforehand. Lo aved v'lo midi. V'kulu shvarim lav l'gabi mizmeh kaimi. The average cow is not meant to be al gabi amizbeach, and therefore you made him into a balmum. That's not called hezek nikar, because most animals are not used for that. And that's why it's called a grama. Masiv Rava, is that really true? But didn't we learn? We had this back in the sixth parak, Osim Malacha b'mechatas b'parashatas. If somebody does some type of malacha with the water or the cow of the paraduma, and he's mazik, because we know if a paraduma has malacha done with it, then it's nifsal to be used as the paraduma. But look what the brisa, the brisa says. Pater midine adam, v'chayev midine shamayim. If you do malacha, which is totally not nikar, so then you are pater midine adam, v'chayev midine shamayim. Milach, and we're medayik. Malacha hu dolam in karazeka. If you did malacha, that's why you're not chayev, because it's not nikar hezek. Avot soreim. But if you actually physically damage the cow to minkar hezekah, which is clearly, it would be a hezek, hachanami the mechayev dini adam. That even the adam you'd be chayev. Even though you might say, well, not all red cows are meant to be used al gabe paraduma. So the Gemara says, so you see, soreim, ozen, might be a hezek. Answer, no, don't make that diak. Even if you would have actually damaged the paraduma cow, you'd be putter. So why does he talk about the malacha one? Diafilu malacha to lominkar hezeka chayev dinei shamayim. The chiddush is the other side to tell you, even if you did a hezek sheino nikar totally, you're still going to be chayev bedine shamayim, as we discussed in the beginning of Hakones. Period. Number four, Rabba statement. Va'amar Rabba. Here's our case. Hasorev shtaro shel chavero putter. Rabba holds that if somebody burns the shtar of their friend, putter. De omar le niyarek al yiminach. I just burned your paper. What do you want from me? I didn't burn your money. So what that the paper said that Reuven owes you $1 million, right? But I burned your paper. I didn't damage $1 million. That Rabba would say is called grama. That's what Rabbi would say is called grama. So before we get into the issues, obviously this is the classic case of garmi, also that it's broad, but let's continue. Maskev l'armei Rabbi Barchama hechidami. What exactly is the case here that you burn the shtar? And now he says, Pater, idi kasadi diyadi mai havi bishtara. If there are witnesses that knew what was written in the shtar, lift of a lay shtar malia. So what's the big deal? Just write another shtar. If Adam knew what was written in the shtar, you don't have to say putter, just write another shtar. Vida lekasadi, and if there are no witnesses, so anan minayadina. So how do we know? If the shtar is no longer here, so how do we know what was written in the shtar? So he's putter, of course he's putter. We have no idea what was written in the shtar. Answer, Amar Rava Tehei Bima'amino. Really, Bima'amino, the case is where he believes him. Who believes who? Two different girsos in Rashi. Is it that the Baal Ashtar believes the person who burned it? Whatever you say was written in there, or does the burner believe what the Baal Ashtar said? Either way, the case is where there's no machlokas about that. Everybody would agree, and therefore, that's why the issue is chayiv or pater. Period. Amar, let's continue a little bit more, and then we'll, let's make a comment. The Havamin of the Gemara, where the Gemara says, well, if there are Adim, just write it again. Adim that what? Adim that know exactly about the loan, or Adim that could testify what was written in the shtar? And if it's the latter, Adim that could testify what was written in the shtar, is that a problem of Aid mi pi Aid? Is that a problem of mi pi hem velo mi pi ksavam? Sugyas and ksubis and in yavamis, Adim have to give testimony based on their own words, right? Not based on shtar. That's the principle of mipiyam v'lo mipiksavam. We've quoted many times. Machlok has shown him what exactly does that mean, mipiyam v'lo mipiksavam. Tosfos, on top, right here. Lo shayich hacha, mipiyam v'lo mipiksavam. Tosfos doesn't explain it. Tosfos just says, there's no problem here of mipiyam v'lo mipiksavam, that Adim have to give testimony based on their own mouths and not based on what is written. V'lo biyahi does not beget pashin, and there's also no problem in Baba Basra, in a case of mishen nimchak shtar chovo, where a shtar gets rubbed out and it's somewhat erased, that the Edom could come and testify. Why? Because when the Edom come and say what was written in the shtar, Tosva says it's as if they are giving testimony on the actual case. Right, they're testifying about an event. They're not testifying about what was written in the shtar. Tosva says it's not a problem. Right? The Rashi here talks about what exactly they are testifying. He has two days. Whether they're testifying that they saw what was written, they know the Edim. Right? It's a discussion how exactly you get out of that problem. But either way, Without going further, we would have said, oh, great, this is the case. Rava just said Pater, but this is the classic case of Garmi. Next line of the Gemara. The Gemara does not bring up Garmi. Amar Ravdimi Bar Chanina. Hadar Rava, this issue of Rava, Machlokes Reb Shimon V'Rabbanan hi. It's the Machlokes Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan, which is Davar HaGorim L'Mamon. L'Reb Shimon Da'avar Davar HaGorim L'Mamon K'Mamon Dami Mechayev. According to Reb Shimon, that something that represents money for you, Davar HaGorim L'Mamon K'Mamon Dami, is itself considered an asset, Mechayev Yerchayev. So in this case, he would say, Soresh, the Shtar represents money for me. And therefore, you'd be chayiv in that case. L'rabbanan, ta'ami, davar agorim l'mamon, lav kamamon dami, lo machayiv. But according to Rabbanan, it's lav kamamon dami, therefore lo machayiv, you want to be chayiv. So really, Rabba's issue is a machlokas tanam of davar agorim l'mamon. Says the Gemara, maskev la rafuna breder of Yoshua. Wait a minute. Eimer deshamis le the Rabbi Shimon, davar agorim l'mamon, kamamon dami. When does Rabbi Shimon say that shita? Bidavar she'ikaro mamon. Something that started out, at root, it's something inherently of value. What are the classic cases of davar agorim l'mamon? An ox that became a shor haniskal, chametz that Pesach came. So those were fine items before they became problematic. Kidaraba, da'amaraba, gozal chametz lefnei ha-Pesach, uba acher v'sarfo b'moed, pater. Somebody stole chametz before Pesach, someone else came and burned it on Yantif pater. He does not have to pay for that, shahakol mitzuvan av lavaro. Because everybody has a chiyav of tashbisu. La'achar Pesach, after Pesach, machlokas, Reb Shimon v'Rabbanan. It's the machlokas. Why? The Reb Shimon damar dara gar lamam kamam ondami chayiv. Because the ganav could have given this back, and because you destroyed it, he can't. That's davar hagar lamamon. L'Rabbanan da'ami dara gar lamam alav kamam ondami pater. And the Rabbanan would say pater in that case. So Rabbi Shimon's whole discussion is only by something that started off as something normal, mamon. B'davar she'ein ikara mamon, mi amrinan. But something that is not ikara mamon, would he say hishita there? So the Gemara leaves it. The Gemara says, no, it's not davar agorim l'mamon. But the Gemara had a havamina, that this is davar agorim l'mamon. And then the Gemara goes right into the next line without any segue, without any connecting, discussion. Amar Amemar. All of a sudden, Amemar brings up Garmi. Amar Amemar, ma de dona dina de Garmi, magvi be de meshtar ma'alya. Meaning, we don't end the previous conversation, but Amemar says now, well, if you believe in Garmi, so then you'd make him pay for the entire shtar. So, Rabba doesn't hold of Garmi pashtus. Right, Rabba earlier, but ma de lo dona dina de Garmi, magvi be de meshtar, magvi, I'm sorry. Let me read again. Man de don dina de garmi, magvi beit me shtar ma'alya. Man de lo don dina de garmi, magvi beit me niyara ba'alma. Right, if you hold of garmi, chayiv, you'd make him pay for what was written in the shtar. If you don't hold of the garmi, you'll make him pay for the paper. Niyara ba'alma. So again, the Gemara clearly says, there's a machlokas about this. Man de don dina, Rabbi Meir is usually the one that's known as don dina de garmi, and lo don dina de garmi. And the Gemara flows from Davar Agorim L'Mamon to Garmi, and it flows. And this is all in the sugya, the larger sugya, of Hezek Sheino Nikar. Right, we're speaking about Pasal Tomalchus. Right, so that's why all the Rishonim discuss the relationship between all of these. First and foremost, what is Garmi versus Grama? Right, that we've touched on in the past. I'll read again the language of the Ramban. The Ramban here is a classic. The Ramban in the Kuntres Dina de Garmi. The Ramban was so excited about this sugya that he wrote a whole Kuntres about it. We don't have too many separate svarim of the Ramban, but printed at the end of Makos, Kuntres Dina de Garmi. So the Ramban there says, Vizeatam lekol eilin. He goes through every case in Shas, including many on our daf. Says the Ramban, Kol hagoreim umachmas gramaso bahezek. Anyone who causes, and because of his action, the hezek comes, she'i efshar ela ba'oso hezek, it's impossible for it not to happen, al derech ha-teva, ve'eino toli b'das acherim, and he does it exclusively, ela b'shah she'goram ba'hezek, and it happens immediately, oshu asil lava, or soon after, k'gonzech chiyev Rabbi Meir. There's a lot of, every phrase in that Ramban is based on another Gemara. Right, every phrase. It's a chunky Ramban. But again, all the Rishonim discuss, you know, various definitions. Look in here in the Biurei Daf, he quotes 8 different formulations of Rishonim. What is the difference between Grama and Garmi? The easiest one is to say there are the some baliatosis. We have this already in the Masechta. Garmi is the Rabbanan. Right? There's no difference between Garma and Garmi. That's what some Rishonim say. Grama midaraisa grama is avin pater midrabanan garmi is a knas and the rabana and then you don't have to come up with any chilukim. In some cases the rabana were kones, in some cases the rabana weren't kones. Fine, there's no conceptual analysis needed there. But according to Rov Rishonim, no, the Gemara does not give any impression. Actually, I shouldn't say that. You read this Gemara and many Gemaras, garmi sounds like a daraisa. There are some diukim in Gemaras that lead some to say that garmi is drabanan. And if you remember the Shach. Goes through the Ramban and all the Rishonim that say Garmi is Daraisa, and he turns everything on his head. Classic Shach, because he thinks it's Darabanan, he'll reread every single Rishon to say that everybody holds like him. That's how the godless of the Shach. But various Rishonim have different ideas for the difference between Grum and Garmi in terms of being direct, in terms of being certain, in terms of being immediate. All of those are different factors. How to distinguish between Grama and Garmi. To be aware of. Daragar l'mamon is different. That's not a chisaron with the maisa hezek. It's a chisaron with the chefsa shel hezek. If we just try to simplify, garmi has a problem with the maisa hezek. Daragar l'mamon has a problem with the item that was damaged. Right? It's a shar haniskal. It's a chamech aval of a pesach. Right? That's daragar l'mamon. Hezek sheino nikar has a problem with the results of the nezek. Right, it doesn't look any different between before and after. So that might be also related to the Maisa Hezek, but that's more about the result. Either way, this is a huge topic. Next line of the Gemara. Why did I stop before the two dots? Because the next line is a separate shir. Havi Uvda, there was one story, V'kafye Rafram L'Ravashi, Rafram forced Ravashi, V'agvi Beki K'shur L'Tzalma, and he forced a case of damage to pay in full, like a board you use to make an image, meaning to pay with the best items, what he has to pay back. What's the case here? So if you look at the Shittim Gubatzas, he quotes a Deya, which works out most simply, but it's not what Rav Rishonim say. He says, it's a case where Rafram forced Ravashi, when Ravashi was a Dayan, to say Chayiv in this case, to say Chayiv in a case of Garmi. But if you look in Rav Rishonim, starting with Rashi, the case here, what does it mean, Rafram forced Ravashi? Ravashi, when he was a katan, he did damage. Rafram forced him to pay for it when he got older. That's this case. Va'achvei Rafram Ravashi Rashi shesaraf shtar chaveiro biyal duso. He forced him to pay when he got older. And if you look, this Rashi is always put together with Agos Ashri. Agos Ashri on the Rush in the eighth parak, back a parak, says Agos Ashri katan on the Mishnah Daf Pei Zayin that says that a katan pigiyasan ra a katan is pater. But says Rashi here, says the Agos Ashri there, Katan Chayev L'Shalem Kishe Yagdil. V'chein Pirish Rashi L'Kaman Perek Agos El Esim Kafi Rafim L'Ravashi V'chein Masha Perek Shar Shnog Gatala V'hei V'chulu. Rashi and Agos Ashri say that even though the Mishnah says that a Katan is Pater for Nezek, but when he gets older he has to pay for it. That is a Chiddush Gadol that Rashi and Agos Ashri says. Who quotes this halacha? The Rama? Where does the Rama say this? Not where you would expect him to say it. The Ramah discusses this in Hilchos Shabbos, Shin Mem Gimel, where the Shulchan Aruch discusses what you're allowed to let your child do on Shabbos, or in general, Averis, Katan Ochel Nevelos, rather, it's a sugi at the end of, in the middle of Yevamis. So, in the on that halacha, says the Ramah, the Katan Sheikas Avavis Ava, a child that hits his father, O Avar Shar Averis Bekatnuso, even though he was a 10-year-old, doesn't really have to do tshuva for it. Mikol makom tovlo sheyikabel al atzmo izadaver letshuva lukapara avol bishavar kodem shnasav bar onshin, based on a truma sedeshin. But that's the Beis Yosef and the Rishonim discuss. The Achronim discuss. It's also based on this Rashi and Agos Ashri. The Ramah says if a child does something, he should be makabel tshuva when he gets older, really for what he did. Why lundis? When a katan does an avera, is that a maisa avera without an onesh, or is that not even a maisa avera? So all of this evidence points to the fact that it is a maisa avera, but there's a ptur onshin. Right, this Ramah, in the end of Shemem Gimel, the Rashi and Agos Ashri that here say that. Again, other Rishonim that don't say a word on that Mishnah, Pashtus hold that a katan is pater. Maybe because you're never going to be chayef for it, even though it's a maisa avera. Maybe it's not even a maisa avera. That could be the machlokas between them. Viter. Chametz v'avra lava pesach. So now we get into hezek sheino nikar. Chametz v'avra lava pesach omer l'arei shechal afanecha. Man tana omrin v'isurei n'arei shechal afanecha. Who is the one that says b'isurei hana by chametz v'avra lava pesach? You could just say here, take it back. Arei shechal afanecha. Amar Rav Chisda Rav Yaakov hi. It's Rav Yaakov's opinion. D'tanya machlokas we had earlier quoted. Shor sheim es adshalonin ebadino. If there's a shomer, and a shomer has an, or not even a shomer, we'll get to a shomer, an ox kills, so before gemar din, machro macher, a person could sell it, hekdesho muktash, and he can be maktash it, shachto besara mutter, and if he shechs it, the basar is mutter, hechziru shomer labailo muksar, and a shomer could give it back to its owner, all before gemar din, because it's not a shor haniskal yet, mishe nigmar dino, but after gemar din, machre na macher, it's not in your rishus anymore. You can't sell it. Hekdesho in a muktash. You can't be maktash it. Shachto b'saro aser. Hechzira shomer labailov? Eino muchzar. The Tanakhama says, if a shomer has a shor haniskal, he cannot give it back. Because that's not called a shor anymore. Rabbi Yaakov omer, af mishenig mardino, hechzira shomer labailov muchzar. Rabbi Yaakov says, no, you can still give it back. It's still an ox. My la vaka miflagi. What's the machlokas about? As follows. Rabbi Yaakov Savar, Omrin Bisuran Arei Shechal Afanecha. And that would be the Tan of our Mishnah, who says that you could say Arei Shechal Afanecha by all these cases. Rabban and Savari, Ein Omrin Bisuran Arei Shechal Afanecha. No, you don't say that. Isn't that what the machlokas there is about? So the Gemara says, no, maybe not. And maybe you don't have to limit our Mishnah to be like one opinion. Amale Rabalo, Tekuli Alma, Arei Bisuran Arei Shechal Afanecha. Everybody agrees that by Yisuri Hana, the Shomer would be able to give it back, if that was the only issue. De'im Kain, Niflagu B'chamis B'Pesach. Because if that was the only issue, why are they arguing about Shor Niska, such an unusual case? Argue about Chamis on Pesach, which is the main case. Ela Amar Rabba, Rabba says, rather, what are Rabbi Yaakov and the Rabbanan arguing about? Hacha, Begomrin Dino, Shol Shor, Shalom B'Fanav Kamiflagi. Does the ox have to be in Bez Din by Gemar Din? Do you say, the Gemara said earlier, Kamisa Zabayam Kachmisa Zashar? Even though the Gemara said earlier that even if you say that, Rabbi Yaakov would say, but that only applies where you need a Taina. Here you don't need a Taina. So that's the issue here. Rabbanan Sabri ain't going to Dino Shoshar Shalabafanav. The Rabbanan say, the ox has to be there. And therefore, the owner of the ox could say to the Shomer, it's your fault. The Amar Lei, Iasise Niale, if you would have brought me the ox earlier, Havi Ma Rikna Le Lagma, I would have sent it out to the swamp. And nobody could find it. Hashta now, Masarti Biadman, De Lomatin Lishtauye, Dina Bahade. Now you've given over the ox to power that I can't have any control over, meaning Bezdin. So the owner could say, you messed me up, so there, that's why you have to pay, and I don't accept this ox. For Rabbi Yaakov Savar, no. Gomrin Dino Shoshar Shalabafanav. Rabbi Yaakov says the ox doesn't have to be there. Da Amar Leyan, therefore the Shomer has a claim. My Avdili, what I do to you? So Havigam Le Din Shalom Afanav. Even if the ox wouldn't be there, they would have been Gomer the Din. So I didn't cause you any loss. So I'm just giving you your ox back. Period. So the Gemara tried to say that maybe our Mishnah is only according to Rabbi Yaakov, and we said no, maybe not. Maybe that Machlokes is based about something else. It's not based on Isurei Hana. It's based on about a Shor having to be embezzled. Period. Ashkeche. Again, there's more here about this sugya, but we're going to try to get up to the Mishnah. Ashkeche, Rav Chisda L'Rabba Bar Shmuel, Amarle. Tanisa Midi Bisur Ana. Rav Chisda once asked Rabba, hey, do you have anything to say about Isur Ana? Have any brises? Amarle in, yes, Tanina. I learned in a brisa. Veheshev Zagzela, Matam Alomar. Asher Gozal Yachzir, Kein Shagazal. When you steal something, you have to give back. Kein shagazal mikan amru. That's why you say gazal matveya v'nifsal peros v'irkivu yain v'hichmitz. All these cases, truma v'nitmes, chametz v'avar lava pesach, behema v'nevda ba'avera. An animal was used for bestiality. V'shar ad shelo nigmar dino omalo reishachal fanecha. In all these cases, it's hezek she'ino nikar, or it's even though it's a little different, you could still say reishachal fanecha. That's the brisa. So who is the author of that brisa? Man sham is laid to Omar. Ad shalo nigmar dino in. Misha nigmar dino lo. Who is the author of the brisa that says only before gemar din you can have the power over to give it back to the owner? But after gemar din you can't. Rabbanon. That's the Rabbanon shita. Not Reb Shimon. Viktani, and yet it says chamis v'avar lava pesach omer lo areishach alavanecha. So you see, even the Rabbanon could hold, the Rabbanon of Reb Shimon, the Rabbanon could hold that you could just give it back. Omer lo areishach alavanecha. So Amar Leh, he says, thank you very much. Imishkachas lehu lo temelu v'lamidi. If you really have, if you find the other Talmidim, though, don't tell him anything. What does that mean? Because Rav Chisda earlier had said that, no, the Mishnah is limited to Rav Shimon Shita. And now he hears a brisa that's according to everybody. So he says, oh, don't tell the Rabbanan about it. What does that mean? You're supposed to withhold the truth? Look at Rashi. The second to last Rashi. Lotem of Lomidi, Mishum de Chadu, they're sharp, Umishachichi Tiuf de Lomilsai. They'll ask a kasha on me. Very unusual. What is so? They'll ask a kasha on you. But that's what he's at the Tzarachian. What exactly is meant here by this? Maybe he feels that, it's at this stage of their learning, let him try to figure it out themselves, but there has to be something more here in the story. Again, stories in the Gemara don't always tell us all of the details, but that's one. Finishing up, Peres Yerkiba Omer Lo Arich Chalafanecha V'Hatzan Peres Yerkiba Mishlam Sasak Zela Stira Omer Papa Kanshi Yerkiba Kulon Kanshi Yerkiba Miksasan. If they all became rotted, then you can't give it back. But if some of them became rotted, you can. Just one Ha'ara, one other Hosafa, and that is, so we're talking about, he was this last story. He was nervous about what is Machlokas about? Machlokas is about getting to the truth. That's the Rav Kook we like to quote. Quoting Rav Kook, because today's Rav Kook's yard site. So Rav Kook says that in the Ein Ayin, Brachas Chav Zayin, that the Chachamim in the base Medrash are called the Bali Tracin, the shield bearers. And Rav Kook says, why are they called shield bearers? When people fight in Melchamta Shel Torah, they should be spears. Why dafka shield? Shield is just to defend, not to attack. Says Rav Kook, yeah, but that's the point in learning. The point isn't to attack the other shita. It's to defend your own shita, to try to get to the MS. And if each defends their own shita until the point that it's undefensible, so then, if that's the kavana, not to just attack your friend, but to try to come to the truth, that's the emphasis and the illustration of Bali Tracin. And that's general, every machlokas in the Gemara, one could say that for, but that's the language in Brachas, Daf Chav Zayin. Rav Kook's Sefer Ein Ayah, right, Avri Mislach HaKohen, Ein Ayah on Brachas. Okay, we'll stop here by the Mishnah, but Hashem, we will continue.